I would probably laugh a little bit, but I would also, the gringo is, that's one of the things that I was trying to show in the book, is the way that race and class kind of can overlap. So some of my black friends in America have found this when they've gone to Africa, like you can be actually not a Métis black American, but just a black American, and you can be called like a local word for white, because there's something going on that's not just about your skin. And I think that that's what the word gringo is also getting at, is that you have a kind of national or class privilege. You're a tourist in an environment. And so on some level, you know, I've felt like a gringo traveling in Mexico or in Morocco sometimes. And so I would accept that there's an element of truth in some of these things. There are power differentials or privilege differentials.